This is a true story. This actually occurred recently. Although this type of major debacle is something I haven't seen in 25 plus years, it was an eye-opener for sure. Not your typical week for me with this unique beauty. An organization HR recruiter is told by their boss to data mine active candidates in business development. They were told to find candidates with experience working in technology companies in both the U.S. and Canadian markets. A Canadian candidate gets an invite to connect to discuss a role. The candidate answers a note sent via social media connection from this HR recruiter. It turns out the HR recruiter, who was new to the organization, was following instructions from his boss. May I also add that the HR recruiter resides and works at an international European head office, and the candidate lives in the Toronto area. The candidate was invited to attend and did attend a Skype interview with the HR recruiter and spent 1 hour on this Skype meeting. A role was discussed within the Canadian operation for a director of business development. The recruiter went into detail about the role as per the job description. The candidate was told this position will be based out of the Ontario office. The interview was completed. The candidate then received a follow-up note from the recruiter letting him know that their interview went well and would be moving forward to the next interview. It was explained that the second interview will be with the head of HR. This communication was all via email. The candidate, being a sharp type of candidate, goes into all contacts within LinkedIn to see who he/she/. They know that may be connected to anyone in the Canadian operation. It turns out that connection was me. This candidate then linked through with a note to me asking for permission to invite the director of sales for Canada to connect. Permission granted, connection occurred, and then they ended up speaking directly on a telephone. The candidate described the role he had been interviewing for. Out of the director of sales mouth came, "Hum, the only position with that title in our company is my position. Maybe this is a replacement hire?" Needless to say, the candidate felt sick as there was never any mention of a confidential replacement. There was also no mention that it was confidential at all. The candidate told the director the circumstances of how it all happened. The call ended with the candidate apologizing, and the director apologizing for any confusion. Here is the double whammy. Internally within this organization, havoc ensued, as you can well imagine. The director of sales emailed his boss, who then forwarded that email to the CFO, CEO, and COO, with a CC to the head of HR in the parent company. Along with the COO, needless to say, the email trail was significant and ridiculous at the same time. HR sent a note back through the C-level team to let the Canadian team know there is no active recruiting going on in Canada or the U.S. The HR leader said he is training a new recruiting team and they were doing mock interviews to build a future database in the region and internationally. An apology was sent to the candidate as well, the incumbent in the role, through a third party. Wow, certainly not the North American way. Needless to say, this is an awful situation. It is disgusting for the candidate who wasted 3 weeks of time preparing and participating in meetings that were not going to result in potential employment. It was clear there is no active role available. Awful for the current team in both Canada and the EU. As the same thing was done with a U.S. candidate a week before. It is insensitive at the very least. It is morally wrong for an organization to promote false information. The head office, which is very far away from North America, feels this will not damage the reputation of the North American operations. The heads of those two organizations, once aware, beg to differ. The employee that got the call was interrupted in a busy day and sent off course, only to find out it was a ghosting effort from the parent company, not thinking anyone would reach out to the team and discover their practice session.